Eitzacha Be'Rabiyedim. Do you hold if he gives something over to your friend in front of Edim that he does not have to return it to you in front of Edim? Why? That's not the pshat. Don't think that way. Rather, the pshat is that Hamafkid Eitzach Be'Edim, if you give over something to your friend in front of two Edim, like here, if you gave your suit to the tailors in front of two Edim, he has to return it to you also in front of two Edim, like you're showing that you do not believe him. Therefore, since he gave it in front of two Edim, he also has to return it to you in front of two Edim. Therefore, there's no migru. Even though Rabba holds, even though right now we do not see it by the tailors, still the tailors is not nemen with a migru, because the tailors has no migru, because the law is he has to return it with Edim. Therefore, Rabba holds, it's all totally whether he gave it over in front of two Edim, then we do not leave the human, because he has no migru, because he has to return it also in front of two Edim. Now the gear said we have Meisvei Abaye, the Bach says the question should be Eisvei Abaye the Rabba. But Abaye asked the question now to Rabba. It says, Aloho, Avdoi Biyad Umein, if Ruvain's Evid is by the craftsman, by the Umein. In other words, he's teaching him, let's say, how to be a plumber. He's teaching him, or else Vitalisa Biyad Klevis. Ruvain has his suit by the cleaners, and the cleaner is holding on to the suit. Now, Oymalo, we say to the cleaners, or we say to the woman, Ma'ativu Yetlecho, what are you doing with the Sevid? What are you doing with the talis? So the woman answers back and says, listen, Ato Machartili, you sold it to me. Or else, Ato Nasato Libimatono. Or else he turns back, no, you gave it to me for present. What do you mean what I'm doing with it? You gave it to me for present, that's what I'm doing with it. So it says the enterprise to Loyo Maklum. We do not believe the Umin, but rather the Umin, the worker, has to return it back to the Balabos. But what's going to be if Bufona in front of me, Omar to Lo, you said to him, Lumoichroy to sell it, or else Philip no Lodomatono, that the one that's holding on to it will soon see a third person that's holding on to it. And he says that in front of me, you told the Umin to sell it to me, then Dvorv Kayomin. Then we believe this third person. We'll soon see. So Morris says, Maishin or Reisha, Maishin or Sefer. What's the difference? How come in the Reisha we do not believe the Umin, and how come in the Sefer we do? So my Rabbi explains, Sefer, you know what the Sefer is talking about over here? Sefer, the Yotze Mitachas Ideyachar. We're talking about right now a third person is holding on to the Talis, or a third person is holding on to the Yevit. And this third person is saying like this. He's saying back to the Balabos that before in front of me, or Marta Lola Mechroi, that this third person is saying that in front of him, the Balabos told the Umin to sell it to me. So that's like you're admitting that you sold it to the Umin. So the Balabos cannot deny this. Or else, Velitnoi Bematono, that this third person is saying clearly he heard the way the Balabos told the Umin to give it to me for present. So in such a case, we believe this third person. Why? The Gemara says, because he has a migru. Migru di boi yomalei, minoch zivanti, since this third person, that's not an umin. This third person could have said, listen, I bought it off you, the owner, is ki yomalei nami, befonei amarta loy lamaychwe dvorov kayomin. But now that I admit that I bought it off the umin, but I say that you told the umin to sell it to me, so you have a migru, we believe this third person. From him, and therefore we believe him. But our question on the sefer, but our core point of the question on Rabbi is Chitoni Mias Ratio. What does it say here in the ratio? It says clearly that raw that we saw the Evid is by the human, or we saw the Talis is by the Kravis, the cleanest. So Chitza the brightest says clearly we saw it there. So there's a Raya Tabaya. So Mar says, hey, Chidon, what are we talking about over here? If like you, Rabba, that you gave it over to the Kaveis, or you gave it over to the Umin, in front of two Edim, says, so lomali ro, why do you have to have that we see it right now by the Umin, even if we do not see the Evid or the Talis by the Umin? Still, nais the Edim and Ishkol. All the Balabas has to do is just bring Edim that he gave it to him, that he gave it over to him, and the Kaveis or the Umin is not nemen to say they returned it. Because Rabba holds, if you take something in front of two Edim, you have to return it in front of two Edim. And here the Kaveis doesn't have two Edim. So, if we're talking about Edom over here, why does it have to be the bright that says law, that right now we saw the Eved by the Umin, even if we did not see the Eved by the Umin, still the Balabas would be Neman. El Alav, isn't it that the Lech Edom, we're talking about that there's no Edom now. If so, if right now we see the Eved is by the Umin, or we see this Talis is by the Kavis, Miyul Tophisle, the Balabas has a right to get it back, even though there are no Edom there. So who is a right to Abaya? That Lamaisa, whenever we see the Talis by the Umin does not have a Migul to say Herzartiv, therefore the Umin is not Neman. Lavdas, we gave it over in front of Edim, even though you did not give it to him in front of two Edim. But if right now we see this talus by the Umin has no right, has no chazaka to say that he bought it. Because it's a normal thing, we know how the Umin got it. That the Balabas gave it to him to work on it, Minastam, and not that he sold it to him. So who has a right to Abaye even without Edim? As long as we see the Kli right now by the Umin, we take it away from him. So Rabbi is back, Lloyd, it's not the Pshat. Really, I tell you here again, we're talking about the Ike Edom. We're talking about that there are Edom over here. That Avada, the Balabos, gave it over to the woman. He gave his Eved in front of two Edom. Or he gave his talus to the Kervis in front of two Edom. Well, who the raw? You know why it says that here we have to see it? And if who the raw, and then Achlami, that even according to Rab, it has to be that we see it right now by the woman. You need two things. You have to give it over in front of two Edom, and you have to see it here. So Murray asks, why? I go out to the Amrit. You, Robert, just said before that Hamaskad Eitzach Adar be Edim. If you give something to your friend in front of two Edim, so since you chayshed him, you see you only gave it to him in front of two Edim, the locher tzorach lefrei be Edim. He has to pay you back also in front of two Edim. So, if so, why do we have to have raw? Why do we have to see the Eved, not by the Umin? Or Malay Hadar be Enachanami. Robert says to this, I'm Chayzer. Enachanami. That the locher is, if you give it over in front of two Edim, you do not have to return it in front of two Edim. Therefore, the Braisa says, it's only because you first gave it, you know, according to Rabbi, you need two things. You have to give it over in front of two Edim, and also you have to see it right now by the Umin. If you don't have one of these two things, then Rabbi holds, we would believe the Umin, he would have a chazaka. But Abaye holds no. Abaye holds the main thing solely is it raw. If we see it right now by the Umin, he has no migul to say herzartiv, so then the Umin is not neman with a chazaka. Most of Rav asked the question over here, listiu al Rabba. Like Rav asked the question to Abaye in order to bring a proof like to Rabba that Yitaka have to have two things. You need Edim. That's the only time the Umin is not neman. But if there's no Edim here, then the Umin would be neman, even though it's raw. What's the raya? It says, Hanoif and Talis and Umin. If you gave your suit into the tailor to be fixed. Now, Umin, Oimesh, Tarim Kasaktili. The tailor says the price is $2. That's how much I charge to you. Valoy, Oimesh, the Balabos, when he picks it up, says no. You only made up $1. I only made up $1. I'm only going to pay you $1 for the job. So, what's the locho? Calls the man Shatalis Biad Umin. Calls the man, the tailors are still holding on to the suit. Abalabayis lovi raya. The locher is about the boss himself has to bring a raya. Now, nos no loy bizmanoi. Let's say he's coming to pay up at the right time. So, nishba v'neito. The locher is that the worker has a right to swear and say how much he deserves to get paid. The tailors have a right to swear how much he deserves to get paid. Let's say though the Zman says, boy, he didn't pick it up at the right time, and he first asked me for the money later, then then if the woman wants to get his money, he's going to have to bring the raya. That's the talachis. Mazloikis, how much do you have to pay? Two or one? So if the tailor is still holding it, and so it's like this, if he's like paying up bizmanoi, that's a tachanim of the rabbanon, that since the balabos is torah b'mlachtoi, we leave the socher, the umin, he's never to swear and say how much he deserves to get paid. But once over bizmanoi, then the locher is fakert, if the umin wants to get the $2, he has to bring a proof, it's a moitzim mechaveroi oloverai. So the question is, the Gemara says now, hechidami, what are we talking about over here? In other words, that Reuven when he gave it to the tailors, he gave it in front of two Edim. He was so left the Edim, my Kamri. So the Stam of the Edim also hold what heard what the conditions were. So the Edim should know whether he has to pay $2 or $1. So what's the machlokes over here? Ella, for sure, then we're talking about Ella. La'av de lekedim. We're talking about the